where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
A dedicated community volunteer in Alvinston is hoping to make the jump to provincial politics. Catherine Shaler has been selected as the Ontario NDP candidate for the upcoming by-election in Lambton-Kent Middlesex. The mother of two and grandmother of three was acclaimed during a nomination meeting last night. She says strengthening public health care, reducing housing costs, and investing in schools are some of her priorities. Shaler has been involved in the Brooke Alvinston Optimist Club, Friends of Campbell Park, and Lawrence House for many years. She also runs the Alvinston Arts and Music Festival. 2 years after streets were occupied in downtown Ottawa, representatives of the so-called Freedom Convoy have planned a press conference in the nation's capital this afternoon. The group plans to talk about its vision for the future and a recent federal court ruling that found the Liberal government violated some charter rights by invoking the Emergencies Act to end the protests. Roads were blocked with big rig trucks and other vehicles as thousands of demonstrators took over streets around Parliament Hill in late January 2022. The Township of Warwick will be presenting its film about part of its history tomorrow. Manager of Parks and Recreation Ryan Chamney says the film follows the history of Warwick between the years of 1832 and 1952.
It's a film that Paul Janes has worked quite hard at. It's been a labor of love for him over the past couple of years.
The first premiere will be held at the Warwick Community Hall at 1:30, and the second will be at the East Lambton Community Complex at 7 p.m. The event is free and refreshments will be available. Noel's Gift to Children has committed $111,000 to support student nutrition programs in Lambton County. The funding commitment to VON's Student Nutrition Program was announced on February 14th. Student Nutrition Coordinator Leslie Palamaca says the program helps feed over 10,000 students.
The most recent announcement has been very welcome considering the rising food costs that we all face. And so Student Nutrition Programs will be sharing in the funding. All 47 schools will share in the funding.
There will be three installments throughout the year. Palamaca says the first portion of $37,000 was already distributed. And Prince Harry and his wife Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, are taking in a third day of Invictus Games activities in Vancouver. The pair will be meeting athletes at a curling rink today. A camp is being held 1 year in advance of the competition. The couple was in Whistler earlier this week. Mainly cloudy this afternoon, high of -1 with a wind chill -8. Mainly cloudy with a slight chance of flurries tonight, wind becoming west, gusting to 40 kilometers an hour. A low of -6 with an overnight wind chill -14. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.